The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to your favorite podcast again, Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. I am super excited to be coming your way. You know, this is the number one voice in the world when it comes to family life innovation. For some weeks, we'll be looking at mastering effective communication in your relationships. And so far, we've looked at the intimidating communicator, we've looked at the creative, we've looked at the diplomatic communicator. Today, we look at the final kind of guy or lady that you can fall in love with in our relationship and how that affects the way you communicate. So, who is this systematic communicator? I will start with a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. It said, "People fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other. A lot of people are talking to each other, but they are not communicating. The goal of communication is creation. And you can either create heaven or you can either create hell. Now, the systematic four is that person who is analytical, driven by perfectionism, conscientious, careful, he's got high standards, very thorough. They don't trust easily because they want proofs. So if you're communicating with this person, it would seem as if they don't trust you or they don't believe you. It's not as if they don't really believe you. It's just that they are data driven. They are driven by standards and compliance. If you want to relate with this person, you need to use a lot of data. You need to be thorough, be prepared, detailed and focused, and you need to be patient. Now, we usually call them the due process person, Madam Due Process or Mr. Due Process, because they seem to have a perfect profile. So they don't have so much information about themselves. They are rather internal or reticent. They love high standards and it feels great when due process is followed for them. They dislike people who are too playful or overly excited. They hardly show sympathy or empathy for people suffering because they believe our experience is a direct consequence of our action. No. So when you're dealing with this person and you're telling them of a friend who fell into a crisis, you expect them to be empathetic? No way. They're stone cold and they're wondering, what has it done? You know, because they process life through the prism of right and wrong, up and down. They hardly see the shades of gray. So you need to understand that they are not wicked. That's just who they are. So you need to be very thorough and make presentation with great accuracy if you want to get along with them. Mind you, they will still research you personally. Now, what are their strengths? They're analytical, meticulous, factual, perfectionist, high expectation, conscientious, thorough, they're loyal and disciplined. What are their weaknesses? They could be hard to satisfy, right? Withdrawn, overly critical, they don't like taking risks. So if you are in a relationship with them, you will need to prepare them ahead of time because they may not like to take risks. They are slowed down by procedures and methods. They don't enjoy unexpected change. They could be judgmental, secretive, possessive, and they internalize a lot of conflict that makes it hard for them to forgive. They actually do not have too many friends, and that's why when you hurt them, it takes them the longest to forgive and move beyond the pain they feel based on your disappointment. Now, their greatest fear is criticism. Incidentally, they love to criticize other people. If you get a compliment from them, then you have done a near perfect job. Now, what motivates them is accurate information, standard and clear boundaries. Now, they get stressed when their work is criticized or when you force them to do things against their will. But they recover from stress when they are alone, they read a book, listen to music, or pursue a hobby. So when you hear them say, "I want to be alone," that's their cave time. Don't go into the cave with a lion, because the lion can have you for lunch. The virgin zones, they need to develop relationship building, verbalizing thoughts, patience. They have a bit of low self-esteem, kind of, but that can be worked on. You find them in operations, in finance, and project management. They are highly detailed and not as emotional as other people. So expect them to be thorough, detailed, and well prepared. You need to be prepared to answer the numerous questions, which can be very frustrating. You've gone on a breakfast with a lover and they're asking you questions. You know, so how much do you make? How do you spend what you make? How much did you spend last month? That can be very, very annoying. But that is this kind of personality. Right? You need to commend their brilliance and don't rubbish their effort. Allow them to decide, you know, and when they want to do what, without necessarily rushing them. Now, above all, there is the way they see themselves and there is a way other people see them. They are very, very modest, but they can come across as being severe. They are precise. They can look picky because it takes them forever to eventually arrive at a choice, because they don't have too many friends. And you can see in their lives that they don't have too many people because they don't want to be heartbroken. They are calculating. People may see them as scheming. They are observant. People may see them as nosy. They are solitary. People see them as unsociable. They are cautious. People see them as distrustful. They are detailed. People see them as fixated. Exacting. People see them as perfectionist. They are accurate. People see them as fault-finding. They can be very efficient, but some people see them as uncaring. They are orderly. People see them as compulsive. They are logical. People see them as emotionless. They are idealistic. People see them as theoretical. They are analytical. People see them as suspicious. They are questioning. People see them as prying. They are excellent. People see them as superior. Now, if you want to get the best out of them, because remember we talk about perception, you cannot communicate better than how you see the person. So if you see them the way they see themselves, your communication will be better and you will be able to make excuses for what people do not understand about them. After all, we can't all be the same and we will not all be the same. Now, the interesting thing about them, imagine a world where there is no one who can hold us to becoming responsible. Imagine if there's no world where there is nobody who can judge our rights and wrong. Imagine if there's no world where somebody is on top of standards and compliance. Imagine how many airplanes will crash without these people. So they're very, very useful and they're very, very vital in every relationship. Now, when it comes to financing, they are very, very good with numbers. So they also keep records of things. They believe in standards and they love to keep it. Now, it would look as if they are mechanical, but you see, they have, you know, the side of them that if you can work on it, you would see the playful side of them. The only thing is that they can't stand distrustful people. And that is why they also need to work on understanding that people are different levels of growth. So you cannot judge people at all times without understanding where they're coming from and how they got to where they are. Now, what do you need to do with this person, or if you're this person? Now, one, you need to determine ahead of time if you want to win the award of right or you want to keep a loved one. Because you can so argue that after the argument, you've won the argument, but you've lost a very lovely person who really, really care about you. So you need to take that ahead of time and determine if you want to win the award of right or you want to keep a loved one. You know, I always ask people like this, that when they get to their house, they want everything prim and proper. Hey, this arranged here, that arranged here, even when they have children who have different personalities. Now, the question I always ask them is, what if you come to your house one day and everything is prim and proper, but everyone is gone because they can't stand you anymore? You need to choose. And eventually all of them say, I would rather choose people. So you need to ask that question if you are a systematic communicator and ask, do you want to win the award of right or you want to keep a loved one? Number two, you need to create a respectful perceptual code for your spouse and align with it at all times. Your spouse is not your employee. Your spouse is your lover. And there is nothing that strengthens love than when love becomes mechanical and it becomes very predictable. Now, I know you hate surprises, but you need to understand that your spouse is not you. Your spouse is someone you need to adjust into as they also come to adjust to you. So, when you look at your spouse, what do you see? If you see a royalty, then how to talk to them will be royal. How to talk to them must be respectful, because you can't talk to a royalty anyhow. So no matter what they do, what you see is the perceptual code that you have chosen. Number three, never place your spouse on your pedestal. Enjoy them instead of seeking to retrain them. Now, not so many systematic communicators seek to retain people. They try to retrain people. The only problem is that you are the only one who knows the world, perfect world that you are looking for, which never exists anyway. So you need to ask yourself, do I want to retain or I want to retrain? You know, many of the things you do them naturally, not because you went to any school to learn them. For example, perfectionism comes to you naturally. It doesn't come to some people naturally. The same way, smiling comes to some people naturally. It may not come to you naturally. So the same way you expect them to accept you for not smiling is the same way you must accept them for the mistakes that they make, because not everyone wants to be perfect. Some people just want to get things done. So why don't you enjoy them instead of trying to stay in the realm of right and wrong? Number four, intentionally create empowering registers for what upsets you and replace them with your new labels. So don't use words that are extreme or words that are demeaning or disempowering, because you can become so extremist in your worldview that when your spouse does something, is dishonest, is this, is that. No, you need to use euphemism, which is speaking of harsh and unpleasant thing in a pleasant way. Let's assume that your spouse actually maybe told a lie. Now, you can look at it and say he's a liar, or you can look at it and say, oh, maybe he doesn't trust my capacity to handle what he has done and to protect me from the pain I may feel, he had to hide it from me. So I see it as a challenge that I need to work on, to say, how can I make life comfortable so that you can always be honest with me? Now, that is a typical example. Now, number five, always seek to fact find as against accuse, and align with the best correction code for your spouse. Now, instead of accusatory, which is your default communication, which would kill your relationship, you need to learn to fact find. So instead of saying, I know that you took the box of chocolate here, you should say, sweetheart, please, did you perchance see the box of chocolate here? I have been looking for it. Do you know where I may have misplaced it? And in case you don't know, that's also fine. Now, if they tell you they don't know, don't second guess them. Believe what they say to you first time until they prove otherwise. Now, so don't be suspicious of people, because it kills relationships. So fact find instead of accusing. Even if you see something that looks like cheating, can you fact find? Oh, sweetheart, I noticed this. Is there any reason for this? Could it have been an error? Could it have been a mistake? Because once you are accusatory, people will become defensive. And number six, embrace humor and play to truly calm down and enjoy the beauty of relationship. You don't always have to be right. So get into some jokes that can make you laugh. Get movies, short comedies that can make you laugh, because life is always too serious for you. People need you to enjoy relationships. Don't always think about work and what needs to be fixed. Don't try to fix people. Seek to enjoy people. And number seven, communicate your weakness and ask for weekly feedback from your spouse while creating anger fillers for every meltdown. So for every time you violated, what are the anger fillers? What must your spouse do that will calm you down? And what must you do when you sense anger? We call them anger fillers. So for example, you look at something and your default is to attack it, right? And you are already boiling. Now, anger fillers can be, you get into the fridge and pick a drink and just take in the drink and go see a comedy. Right? That may be your anger filler. You need to create it and you need to take feedback to know if you are improving. now, I would end this with a statement from Sai Baba. He says, before you speak, think, is it necessary? Is it true? Is it kind? Will it hurt anyone? Will it improve on the silence? I'll take that again. Before you speak, think, is it necessary? Is it true? Is it kind? Will it hurt anyone? Will it improve on the silence? I think you should think through this. I believe you have all it takes to become the best version of you. When we come next time, we will take a look at the personality communication chart. Then we'll begin to look at what do you need to do to enjoy the best of communication with your spouse. I hope you've had a fantastic time. Thanks so much for joining me again. I'll be back, and please, let's have your questions, let's have your comment. You know, this is the number one voice in the world when it comes to family life innovation. My name is Praise Forward. Tell your friends about this podcast and do share it with everyone in your life. I honor you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2 34 810 857 1139.